So Rav Nissim Gaon tells us the first step of tshuva is to remove the sin. A person says, I want to do tshuva, but at the same time that he wants to do tshuva, he keeps doing what he did until now. So step number one is stop. Stop doing what we did until now. And a person has to also see what leads him to the avira and ensure that he doesn't come to that. When a person, what's called real tshuva, the Gemara tells us, if a person has the ability to do the same sin time and again with all the same potential, like the same woman and the same place and the same circumstance, and he has the same desire, everything is the same, but this time he doesn't do it, he contains himself, that's called that he did a complete tshuva. Now, of course, we don't say, okay, go put yourself in that situation, let's see how it works. No, we say, if it happens, if that happens to a person and he can save himself from that, that shows that he did a complete tshuva. Well, our sages said that it's critical, it's imperative that we first leave the sin. Otherwise, a person stands and says, Hashem, I want to do tshuva, I want to do tshuva, and he keeps doing the same thing. So that our sages compared to a person who wants to immerse in the mikveh from the defilement, from the tumah, the sheretz, and he holds the sheretz in his hand at the same time that he's going into the mikveh. So no water can purify him. He has to first get rid of the thing that's defiling him, and then he could go immerse. And our sages gave us many mishalim about this. Rav Saadi won't explain them, but here isn't the place to expand on them. The second point is that a person should regret the past. Our sages said if a person does a sin and regrets it, so in heaven they forgive him. And a person should really allow himself to do complete tshuva. So then even if he did many sins, a person shouldn't think, well, it's over, I don't stand a chance. And that's a very big point. Very often in life, especially as we mature, we feel like I've been doing this for so many years, or I did so many things bad, or like one person once told me, I messed up my kids' lives, I messed up my wife's life, I messed up my life, I messed up so many people, what chance do I have? And Chazal said, no. At every point, we're responsible to stop and fix what we've done, and part of fixing it is also to regret what we did. And a person should remember that in heaven they have extra mercy, far beyond our capacity for mercy. And tshuva brings us to complete slicha and chapara. Like the story of Elazar ben Durdyo, that he used to worship idols. Throughout his days, this Jew is behaving like a pagan. And every prostitute he heard about, he'd go and seek her out and test a sample. And any sin he could think of, he'd do. There wasn't anything that he left untouched. His whole life he did sins and tremendous acts of rebellion against his Creator. And at the end of his life, he had true regret, and he did a complete tshuva, and he put his head between his knees and started weeping at what kind of life he'd led. And he in that position, weeping over his past, he passed away, and a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, was accepted with a complete tshuva, and he's meriting the world to come. So our sages told us, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'achat, a person can sometimes acquire his whole world in 1 hour, in a fleeting moment. Sometimes a person has to work 70 years. And the idea is that with tshuva, we have tremendous potential. Not only did they accept Elazar ben Dudaya's tshuva, but he got the title Rebbe. And then that's Rebbe in the time of the Mishnah. What's the third point of doing tshuva? That a person accepts upon himself to never repeat that avera again. A person has to accept that he won't go back to doing that. Sometimes it's very tempting. I feel bad about what I did, but you know, it was tasty. If it happens again, maybe I'll do tshuva again. So real tshuva is that we don't do that. That we have to really decide we're not going to do it again. Because if we don't, and we do what I just said, if a person does say, well, next time, I don't know if I'll stand up to this, next time I'll do tshuva again, then Hashem says he doesn't accept tshuva. If a person says, I'll sin and I'll repent, and then I'll do tshuva, so in heavens they don't let him do a complete tshuva. A person says, I'll sin and Yom Kippur will atone. Yom Kippur does not atone. Ben Sira says Uvislicha al tiftach losif avon al tavon. A person shouldn't have faith in God's mercy, in God's forgiveness, and say, I'll keep sinning, Shem will forgive. A person shouldn't say, oh, God has a lot of mercy, it doesn't matter how much I sin, He'll forgive me. God has a lot of compassion, and you should remember, by the same token, God also has a lot of anger. And Hashem could send His strength against those that are wicked. So if a person really accepts not to go back and do an Aveira again, and then he does, next time the test comes up, he fails. He does do the Aveira again. So he does tshuva again. So then Hashem accepts the tshuva. We all have failings, provided that we're doing our best. Because he did a complete tshuva, and then he fell. Okay, that's part of the growth, is that we fall sometimes. But that's provided that we do a complete tshuva the first time. And not that we think, well, next time I'll do tshuva again. And then each time Hashem is willing to forgive us again. And the fourth point of tshuva is to ask Hashem for forgiveness. We have to verbally speak to Hashem and ask Him. And part of that is vidui. We say before Hashem, this is what I did. And part of it is being humble to say before Hashem, I sinned and I regret what I've done and I'm embarrassed by what I've done. And that's why our sages instituted the vidui, so that to make it easier for us. And when we have these four aspects, then Hashem completely accepts our tshuva and forgives us for what we've done, and we have great wages in the world to come. Now, a person might think, okay, I did tshuva, but what am I worth now? So a person has to know that Chazal taught us that where Baalei tshuva stand, complete tzaddikim who never sinned, they don't attain that height. A complete tshuva brings a person above even the complete tzaddikim. Because a tzaddik, he never dealt with things that were worthless. He learned Torah. He doesn't know how to do bad. But about tshuva, he knows how good life outside the Beis Medrash is. He knows the pleasures of the outside world. And he's done that before. And he decides, I'm going to do mitzvot. That's much harder for him. And therefore, he gets much greater wages. If you come to a person who's living in a village and you give him barley, you give him some grain to eat, so he's used to eating simple foods. So he eats it and he's happy. But if you come to a wealthy person, a person who's accustomed to eating better food, and you tell him you eat that, for him it's much, much tougher. By the same token, when Hashem tells a person to keep mitzvot, if he's never tasted the averot, so then it's easier. That's what he's used to. This is the life he's used to. But a person who's accustomed to leading a different life, he has it much harder. Our sages gave us two mishalim, two allegories about this concept. The first one, a person who buys two cows, and he raised them, and he fed them, and gave them to drink as much as they wanted, and he taught them to stand by their troughs all night, and they didn't leave. Every day they stood there. And one day, one of the cows ran away, and the other cow stood in its place. So the guy was very worried, where did his cow go? And after a long time, he gave up. And then he came back, and he was very happy. And he gave it to eat that night, and he loved her even more than the first one. Why? Because she came back after he thought he lost her. When she came back, then he was happier with her. The same thing, a person who does tshuva, that's a person who, like Hashem lost that person, Hashem feels like he left me, and then when he finally comes back, so he finds even more favor in the eyes of Hashem. And I could tell you this is so true. I mean, I just experienced that this week. I mean, with our son, we had three times since he was born that the doctors didn't know like where he's going to hold, and the third time was this week. So when you feel like you don't know if you're going to have something, and suddenly you get it, so then it has a greater value in your eyes. The second example our sages told us was if a person planted two trees and one gave fruit and the other one didn't. So he was very upset about the tree that didn't give fruit, and finally he gave up. And eventually that tree did give fruit, so he was very happy, even happier than the tree that initially gave fruit. That's a Baal Tshuva in the world to come. Hashem says initially he didn't give fruit and now he does. So I'm even more excited about the fact that he does.